We are all sinners. In Romans 3:23, it tells us that everyone has sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. In Isaiah 64:6, we are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. Like autumn leaves, we wither and fall, and sins sweep us away like the wind. We need to confess our sins. Proverbs 28:13, people who conceal their sins will not prosper. But if they confessed and turned from their evil ways, they will receive mercy. Some examples of sin found in Colossians 3:5-6. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Do not be greedy, for greedy is an idolatry, worshiping things of the world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. God forgives our sins in 1 John 1:7-9. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he will be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. And also, we have victory over sin. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thank be to God, he has given us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 8:1, so now there is no condemnation for those who believe in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would touch each and every heart that's in here, Lord. You know our hearts. You know what we deal with, the sins that so easily trip us up, Lord. And I just pray that you would give us the courage and the wisdom that we need and your power and your blessings to get these things out of our lives and to be more like your Son, Jesus. And I pray this in his name. Amen.